Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear. Stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. LER, Lower Extremity Review, evidence-based magazine celebrating their 17th year. Brian Therapeutics. Dr. Nathan Bryan, and the specific attention to all things nitric oxide, and the great UK Health Radio. Our show's been with them over 7 years, where they replay our show the following week. The adventures of live radio are alive and well. We'll see. Initially, we planned for my colleague, Dr. James Stockton, who's an internationally acclaimed chiropractic physician, speaker. He's the author of the best-selling The Human Spring Approach to Thoracic Outlet Syndrome. And I don't know if we've had a technical difficulty or whatever, but he ain't here. And then we were going to talk about all different aspects of the mental and physical side of the challenges in youth sports. It's such a big business. There's so much going on. And everything related to, gosh, it's 8 years already, the book that I co-authored with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. We considered it then, and we still do even more, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. And then there'll be a little bit of Dr. Bob Wisdom. Maybe we'll get a chance to answer some emails and preview some upcoming guests. And we've got a lot of great guests coming up. You know, it's interesting, in my, 10 years almost, as being part of the press with the National Publicity Summit with Bradley Communications, where they used to be across the street from Madison Square Garden, where twice a year they would have a seminar, maybe 100 attendees, 75 attendees, meeting the media. Spending 3 or 4 days, thousands of dollars to meet the media. Regis and Kelly, CNN, all sorts of different experts in so many areas of the media. And that's where I met my co-author of the book, Sharkey Zartman, who was doing a show with the Healthy Life Radio. And we all of a sudden realized that we both had such a background in the world of volleyball. And the book grew out of that. And if there's going to be a sequel, and I think there will be eventually, we've got to include sports grandparents, which has become a whole other area. Again, we really wanted to talk about the inclusion. As long as I've been involved in sports medicine, the area of chiropractic medicine has been a definite part of it. Matter of fact, the first facility that I met the late, great Bob Guida, sports therapist, was owned by Dr. Miles Pahonik, who was a chiropractic physician, who was fighting at the time, 1977, for chiropractors to be included in the Olympics. And as a matter of fact, you know, it's exciting. There's a book coming out by a longtime colleague of mine, Lou Vickery, pitched for the Yankees when Whitey Ford was his pitching coach. Had a shoulder injury, it shortened his career, cut it down. And he had a radio show for years called Lou in the Morning in the Panhandle area of Alabama, California. And for about 3 years, I'd show up once a month and we would have what's called the Sports Doctors In. I still do that a lot. That's the moniker, the Sports Doctors In, and I might do a segment for 10 minutes, or we would do a half hour each of those times. And he's published like 25 books, this guy, all areas of business and motivational speaking. He's very famous in his own right, Lou Vickery. And his latest book is called The Memories That Will Outlive Me. And it's a series of, 40 different stories and all sorts of different aspects. And one of the stories is mine. And this is what it is. I was online at the Jewel store in 1977 behind a gal in a very fancy warm-up suit with a label on it called Sports Fitness Institute. And I was very aware that that facility had opened up in the shopping center, days before. I said, "Who is that?" She said, "Come on over, meet Bob." And we spent the next 40-something years together. Bob was an ex-Mr. America and Mr. Universe. He became an expert in so many areas of sports rehabilitation, as well as sports performance. And it was through Bob Guida, who had a tremendous regard for the role of the foot. And its ability to have everything to do with performance, whether it was coming down from a rebound, changing direction, accelerating towards the net. And his clientele included over the years people like Jim McMahon, John McEnroe, Walter Payton, Jimmy Connors, Tracy Austin, and I got a chance to put orthotics in all of their shoes. Ha! And as a matter of fact, for people who from Chicago here who really have the memory, McMahon and the 85 Bears, remember the Super Bowl shuffle? Six of them were wearing my orthotics at the time. So lots of different excitement regarding the inclusion, again, of the chiropractic medicine as far as a holistic, hands-on approach besides adjusting and dealing with those kinds of situations that became a very, very big part of all areas of sports medicine. So who knows what happened with Dr. James, his book, which is called The Human Spring Approach to Thoracic Outlet Syndrome, which is a shoulder neck concern, but the spring approach is something he's talked about all over the world. And when we finally pin him down, he's been on before, we'll follow up on it. So the story, again, goes into the fact of the things we want to touch on all along, which are the challenges of what's become a huge business. Whether you want to call it the overall sports business, with the challenges of betting and the money that's gone into that situation, the gambling side, whether it's college sports and the explosion of the transfer portals and these kinds of crazy rules with whatever's going on, or it's the traveling teams, the club teams. Matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, we had on Jimmy Spinelli. Jimmy came back to Chicago years ago. He was one of the longtime physical therapists with Sports Performance Volleyball. Matter of fact, Troy, their new owner in the world of volleyball, is going to be joining me in a couple of weeks. I'm excited to have him join me, where we were again talking about the highest level of children's sports, or whether I would be talking to you about all the figure skaters and all that excitement when we're talking about some of these kids who specialize very early. One of the chapters in the book is called The Prodigy Sports, and we talk about that particular challenge. As a sports medicine doctor, the therapists we know, the trainers we know, all of us agree, we would like children to grow up and playing a lot of different sports. Surprisingly, the gold medal winning women's soccer team in the past, the World Cup winners, 80% of them played other sports. That surprised me because soccer's become one of these sports where there's very early a specialization. And Jim Spinelli, when he was down at the Bradenton Institute and he was working with these world-class soccer players, and again, his world of volleyball, dealing sometimes starting very, very early, where you have a youngster that this is what they love. Think figure skating, gymnastics, dance, where we have children, and that's all they want to do. When you watch the Olympics and you're seeing the 16, 17, 18-year-old, you better believe they started when they were 6, 7, 8 years old. And it ain't for everybody. It ain't for everybody. But these kids who really, really want to specialize, then we want to say, okay, and we want to prepare for it. We want good home strengthening programs, lots of attention to what we call repetitive motion injuries. Think about that young tennis player swinging a racket 1,000 times a week. And again, Lou Vickery, going back to Lou in the morning, he was down in the panhandle. And what he was talking about was year-round baseball. Year-round, very early, all sorts of problems. And when I've had on the great orthopedic surgeon of the Yankees, Dr. Chris Ahmad, who just published 3 different fantastic books of all areas in sports medicine, and he was really quoted quite a bit over these past few weeks with the passing of Tommy John, with all the surgeries he's done in that regard, and the fact that in this day and age, maybe a third of these surgeries, Tommy John elbow surgery, is done on teenagers. Whoa! And again, lower extremity, where we would see the ankle problems and the knee problems in the world of volleyball, jumper's knee. And a very interesting point that I talk about all the time on the Sports Doc, we make a big deal about it in the book, which is as a sports podiatrist, over the decades, half the girls I've seen, whatever their sport, were knee problems that were foot mechanics related. Gee, the kid's got flat feet. Gee, the kid's got high arches. Gee, she's bow-legged. Gee, she's got one leg longer than another, et cetera, et cetera. All contributing to these overuse problems when we're talking about all that running and jumping. And this is one of the reasons, so Sharkey in the book talks all about all of this sports parenting demands. And again, we've had experts on the Sports Doctor that were strictly financial people. And again, their whole time, matter of fact, is the money doctor. Dr. Rahim is one of my guests. I've been on her show, and where we've talked about the kinds of challenges where we were talking about scholarships. You know, just recently, a day or two ago, I read some colleges, $100,000 a year tuition. This is nuts. So the financial part of sports parenting is a big deal and has to be included in the topics, which start with, can we prevent injuries? Can we stay out of trouble? And can we enhance performance where indicated? Step or two quicker, more explosive, faster, bigger, stronger. Does this surprise anybody that these kids, again, the more talented your son or daughter is, the more the pressures, especially both physically, mentally. Matter of fact, one of my longtime radio colleagues, we've written a book together or two, Gina Pongetti, her new podcast, World of Gymnastics, et cetera, was so much talking about listening to your body and to speak up with these kids regarding some of these important points. You know, the late, great sports psychologist, Dr. Jim Vickery, who shared the radio with me in the 90s, for gosh, 4 or 5 years. And he was the sports psychologist with Northwestern University. He worked with the White Sox, worked with the prison systems, all sorts of different areas. And he used to talk about how he couldn't use the word psychology. Because as soon as the word psychology, especially in sports, was brought up, it's like, what's wrong with me? What's the problem? Jim was a performance enhancement consultant. Great title. And he had some real strong bullet points for sports parents of all types of athletes at all ages, at all levels. And the number one bullet point was, don't be a critic. Don't be analyzing your son or daughter's performance on the way home in the car. that kind of pressure, and be a good listener. Are they enjoying what they're doing? How are their teammates? How's their relationship with their coach? Are they hiding discomfort so they don't have to sit out? The concussion world has caused all sorts of concerns with that topic. And we're going to talk a lot more about the specifics in the physical and mental sides of these challenges with youth sports. And again, Dr. Stockton, we'll have to catch up with you the next time. We want to get into some of these specifics when we come back. Again, you're listening to The Sports Doctor, my site, thesportsdoctorradio.com. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's The Sports Doctor. Boy, it's been a long time since I did the whole show myself. So I can't believe how the first segment just kind of flew by. And again, both guests, rare do we have a problem in that regard where something comes up. Live radio is always an adventure. And we are following through with some of the different discussions in the challenges of youth sports. It's never been more important. It's never been more crazy in so many different ways. Again, in talking about the book I co-authored, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, as an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. And before the break, we were talking about, again, this particular kid who is specializing as compared to want to play lots of different sports. The importance of communication between sports parents and their youngsters, being a good listener, you know. When I would find out and share with many sports parents, do you realize that half these kids are living on Advil over the counter? Dr. Weil, don't you understand if my daughter doesn't take two Advil twice a day, her shins hurt or her knees hurt or this hurts, that hurts. They don't want to talk about it, let alone the concussion scenario, in order to be held back. Or you are not playing because you're injured. So communication, very, very important. And again, at the first part of hashtag A Sports Parent, where Sharkey is really dealing with what she calls sports parenting 101. And all of these different values, the real values of playing sports, the pitfalls, finding the best program for your particular child, big one. What's your role as a parent when it comes to youth sports? Again, one of the great interviews I had after the 2010 Olympics, where Evan Lysacek, whose picture's in his book, man, who was 9 years old, we put orthotics in the skate. His mom came in all the time, and the orthotic superstar. 12 years later, he was Olympic gold medalist. I had his mom on the radio the following couple of weeks. Tanya, how'd you know it was his goal, not yours? Dr. Bob, we had 6:15 ice time. Never had to wake the kid up. There he was in the car with his gloves on. How to coach or participate coaching your own kid? A lot of us coached our own kids. Nutrition. How much of a responsibility is that of your parents? The whole recruiting game, the stress management side. Again, the more talented your son or daughter, the more these pressures mount very early. Now, in section two, the sports doctor's in, yours truly. And again, we want to be dealing with keeping your child safe. What do you need to know about parenting and preventing injuries? And again, the epidemic in capital letters of youth sports overuse. Often it's involved with the terrible twos. Too much, too aggressive, too soon, more is better. So all these things go into some of the facts we're talking about. Here we go with the challenge of drugs in youth sports. I'm not talking about performance-enhancing drugs. I'm talking about over-the-counter painkillers and anti-inflammatories. Again, the Aleve, the ibuprofen, the Advil. Surprisingly, it's so common then when I would ask, for example, 100 volleyballers, adolescents, teenagers in the audience, do you consider that drugs? Half of them said that they didn't think so. Now, one of the new specialties in sports medicine, excitingly so, is sports pharmacy. Matter of fact, Jessica Neal Stiles, that I had on the show a couple of years ago, was the first one in that area, which has become a big, important area. Supplements, hormones, so much involved, concussion medicines, etc., and the so-called drugs and youth sports, let alone painkillers. Again, in professional sports, we buried ourselves in the world of opioids and addictive drugs, which in many instances were misinformation. I can't tell you how many professional athletes that I saw over the years included marijuana in some way, shape, or form, help them sleep, reduce pain, calm them down, etc. And if they got caught, they'd get thrown out of the league. Instead, they were given prescriptions for opioids. You know, the great Jim McMahon, who trained with us for years, rehabbed his shoulder with Bob Guida. I don't know if he said he had a week go by, he wasn't taking something. Choosing the best shoes for your young athlete, big topic. Just recently, we've seen some real attention. As a matter of fact, the sports pharmacy has been talking about it. So has Gina Pongetti in her new podcast, the new designing of women's shoes, let alone the paying attention to women's concussions. Catherine Snedeker, the creator of Pink Concussions, was on my show, I don't know, 10 years ago, how many years ago, talking about the differences of girls and boys in the world of concussions, foot mechanics and orthotics. Big topic, including shoes. Is your son or daughter in the best shoe for their foot mechanics? Now, a couple of rules you want to pay attention to. Number one, you want your children not in a hand-me-down shoe. You want them in a shoe that they were fitted for properly. And this is a big point. Do you know 40% of our population is not fit properly for all of our shoes? Most of it's width. One of the reasons I liked over the years, especially with women's shoes, New Balance, is they were width size. So we really need to be paying attention. For the most part, you want your young athlete in a shoe designed for the sport they're playing, period. Now, you can substitute cross trainers, shoes that are made for multiple direction challenges, whether it's on the court, in tennis, or pickleball, whether it's on the basketball court, baseball field, you can get away with cross trainers. But they're not as good as the shoe designed with the sport in mind. Again, another big rule for all you parents and sports grandparents out there. You want to pay attention to the history of your individual son or daughter. The kid's always had ankle problems. You know, my son's had heel problems every season. You know, my daughter's cross-country dealing with shin splints, et cetera, et cetera. And if you're smart, you'll include podiatry. And if you can, sport podiatry in one of the people dealing with your kids. I can't tell you how often, whether it was the orthopedic surgeon dealing with knees, 5-to-1 girls to boys, ACL problems and surgeries, or the pediatrician. You know, they'll grow out of it. Your child will not grow out of the fact that they inherited excessive pronation or flat feet. And they won't grow out of the fact that maybe in my surgical career, I did bunion surgery with the grandma in her 70s, late 70s, her daughter in her 40s or 50s, and we were seeing bunion problems developing in the teenager. So foot mechanics is very often inherited. You know, the kid's high arches, just like his dad and grandpa. You want that history with, have they had problems, including podiatry to get kind of advice? And to understand that when done properly, again, I'm prejudiced, But my experience has been, especially in the skating world, you will enhance performance, including orthotics. Step it through quicker. The job of orthotics is to put the foot and ankle and its complicated mechanisms, and we use the terms pronation and supination. Pronation and supination are normal motions, flexing the foot up and down, moving the foot in and out, turning the foot side to side. So pronation allows us to be a shock absorber. Every time you land on your heel and when you're walking, you're generating 50% of your weight. Start running and jumping, you could triple that. You come down from a triple jump in figure skating, then you might be hitting the ice at 5-6 times your weight. Pronation allows shock absorption. Importantly, pronation allows shaping to the ground. Think of walking barefoot on the grass. Your foot shapes to the ground. And importantly, your knee rotates inward. Your body shifts to absorb that shock absorption until you bear weight. Once you bear weight, the term changes to supination. The foot lines up, push you off like a loaded spring. That we were going to talk about with Dr. Stockton. And one of the jobs of the orthotic is to get the foot in the pronation spring position on time. That's why if you have excessive pronation, young girl we just saw headed to Notre Dame, high jumper, excessive pronation, dealing with heel problems around that growth center all the time, orthotics were magic for her, and she's also jumping higher. I never had a figure skating coach over the decades call me and say, you know, you messed up this kid's balance with the orthotics. What I have had, a lot of them, they say, I can't tell you, one of my top, I call her Magic Bella Rose from Long Island, west from the East Coast. Since she's 8 or 9 years old, she's in orthotics. I think she's going to be 13. She might be one of the best in the country. And one of the things we saw right away was her balance on landing, her ability to do the so-called Beelman, where you're, you know, one of my greatest skaters over the years who skated with Lysacek. That was one of the big things. She did Beelmans around the world in so many different ways. And one of the things we saw, so orthotics enhance mechanics in most instances. Whether it's in grandma, one of the reasons also we've seen an explosion of problems is with the world of pickleball. You know, when I first had my tennis players, patients, 7-8 years ago, come into the office, they were playing pickleball on the North Shore of Chicago. I said, what's that? And I wrote an article for Lower Extremity Review, one of our supporters, in 2020, talking about the physical challenges of pickleball. And, you know, thinking tennis or racquetball, you're changing direction, you're sprinting, you're moving, you're landing, and all the problems we see. So orthotics, again, when done properly by prescription, almost always accomplish both of these big-time goals in sports medicine. Reduce the chance of problems, enhance performance. The next chapter, again, what I was mentioning before, we're talking about the prodigy sports. And we're talking about the specialization. What are we doing about it? Again, usually we're paying big attention to whether it's the home program, whether it's the off-ice or off-sport or off-season training that they're doing. And we made a big deal out of, I know Tanya Lysacek made a very big deal with Evan growing up. And he didn't leave Illinois till late in his teenage years when he was going to be joining one of the great coaches on the West Coast. And she insisted on a month or so during the season, during the year, where we're not doing anything for the most part. We're being a kid. We're not pushing the envelope in so many different areas. And this is something, again, we wanted to make a very, very big point of: rest and recovery. And we want to enhance rest and recovery. There's a lot of ways that we can do it. The figure skaters that we were dealing with, gosh, 20 years, 25 years ago, were doing visualization when major sports thought it was nuts. What are you talking about, visualization? That's voodoo. Now, this is Jim Vickery talking about that very, very early on. When he was at Eric Soderholm's great baseball camps that my son Adam went to, as a matter of fact, Dr. Vickery's son went to, these kids were lying around with the lights out, visualizing, rounding the bases, paying big attention to sports psychology, as well as big attention to balance training and specific Frankel training, which was the next chapter in the book that Bob Guider made such a big deal out of. Universal exercises for all sports, for all kids, regardless of their age, regardless of their level, regardless of their sport. Not replace other exercises, but absolutely include, number one, strengthen their feet and ankles. Let's go to physical therapy and learn how to do it properly. Rubber bands, great way. When you walked into Bob Guider's clinics years ago, there maybe were seven mini trampolines that athletes were balancing on barefoot at different parts of the tram. He looked at it like a clock, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and where you were balancing on changed the forces to your whole body. And that particular athlete might be wearing their catcher's mitt. They might be wearing their baseball glove, swinging their tennis racket, throwing a football in order to mimic what was interested and involved in that particular sport. Balance was a very big deal in all areas. The jump box, where that athlete would jump and land on a flexible surface, had to stabilize, or walking on the famous balance beam. Gosh, we talked about the famous balance beam a few weeks ago with both Dave Buchanan, Mike Andrews. If you go to bbsradio.com/the sports doctor in the archive, you pick up that show a couple of weeks ago. And we'll talk more about it when we come back with some of our experts in the book. It's The Sports Doctor. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website. GlobalSchoolWear.com. GlobalSchoolWear.com. Hey, we're back with no guests. It's the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Again, talking about, again, through craziness, problems in one instance or another. Both our guests, the last second, weren't able to join us, so what we're doing is talking about, again, a very important aspect of the book, Hashtag A Sports Parent, which is the experts speak out. And I wanted to put together eight or nine experts on the physical and mental sides and add their two cents in expertise. Again, when you're dealing with a very, very talented youngster, maybe an elite youngster, an Olympian, or again, you're looking to get more and more involved as best you can, and you want to pay attention to the things we talked about, which can I prevent problems? Remember, there's an epidemic of youth sports overuse, overkill, terrible twos. So again, Robert Andrews, who's the founder of the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, Texas, talking about the power triangle and some of the different areas back then. Now he's specializing, and he's spoken to the Navy SEALs. He's got a wall of gold medals dealing with Simone Biles and the Olympic gold medal gymnastics teams. And now he's specializing almost specifically in the mental post-trauma after surgery, after injury. Again, you might have an athlete who's coming back over a year's time from ACL injury, surgery, or Achilles tendon, and their career maybe is flashing before their eyes and dealing with that whole mental side. And he pays a lot of attention to that. Kate Davis, who is a sports nutritionist, and has been on our show numerous times and worked with, I think, Michigan State University, creating a solid fueling plan at a young age. We all know, and when I talk about the new medicine, I make such a big deal out of eating smarter. And you could talk 10 radio shows about that topic. And we want, when she created the term or got involved in the term fueling, sports people, sports analysts, sports teams were paying much more attention to the old-fashioned, you know, pre-sports meal. There's so much misinformation, overkill information in this whole area. And we want to pay attention with your youngster in understanding what's important in this fueling. The whole world, again, of sports nutrition. The timing, the fasting, the pharmaceuticals and drugs and the supplements. So we want a lot of education in that area. And Kate really, really gets into that whole topic. Holistic sports psychiatrist, longtime favorite guest, Dr. Denise McDermott. Youth athletics as mind medicine for life. Again, years ago when we were first having her on as a guest, and she said, boy, oh boy, are we dealing with a topic here with social media? Ha! Let alone the pandemic and the challenges, again, of mind medicine was a great term that she used. Whether she was dealing with superstars or grandparents or parents of very high-level kids and all areas of that. And again, the idea of how important this is. It continues. I call it mind medicine. And the when we're talking about the different areas of sports medicine and all areas, whether I'm talking again to psychiatrists, psychologists. Months ago, I had on for the second time a Tao therapist who was talking about principles, mental principles of 2,500 years ago with the Tao master, Tao Te Ching, things like simplicity, compassion, empathy, and whether it was talking to the highest level achievers in the boardroom or superstars in the locker room, how these principles were so important. And the fact, again, of dealing, again, with these mental athletes and how important it is, more important than ever in so many different ways, and people paying such attention, whether it's the trainers, the doctors, the parents, the coaches. Ian Goldberg, talking about the behavior of overzealous sports parents on the sidelines. Wow, is that Ian was the past founder of iSport 360. And again, he's been area of so many parts of youth sports, sports dad himself. And again, all of us can remember the overzealous parent, and in some instances, the overzealous doctor, the overzealous coach, and what we've been dealing with in that particular area. Dr. Holly Benjamin, a pediatric sports medicine specialist, the whole world of concussions and youth sports. Again, this has exploded in importance, and the dealing with it's still iffy. There is no exact treatment. The attention on the sideline in so many different areas, being able to pick up the importance of potential problems and not only dealing with it, there's such excitement in the world of hyperbaric oxygen. So many of my guests, the Aviv Clinic in Israel, some of the different doctors, Dr. Hanratty, Dr. Afraid, who have been guests of mine, Dr. Maroon, who spent, 30, 40 years on the sidelines, neurosurgeon with the Pittsburgh Steelers, again, talking about concussions and trying to come up with high-performance training, hand-eye coordination. Again, identification. I mentioned before Catherine Snedeker specializing in pink concussions and the whole world of girls to boys, females to males. There is a difference. So this is something that, again, huge topic, more important than ever. Famous, again, Dr. Brian Urlacher of the Bears, the great middle linebacker. And again, him talking facetiously about, boy, if I got my bell rung, I went to the sidelines, I said to the coach, you know, my foot's hurting. So he wouldn't maybe get pulled out. Dr. Epperson, founder of the Volleyball Festival, The Seven Habits of Savvy Sports Parents. So many different points. What goes into being savvy? Being educated. On the Sports Doctor, we pay big attention to three specific areas. Whatever the topic, whomever the guest, the three areas we're paying attention to. One, awareness. The awareness of what the topic is, like concussions is an example, like overzealous parents is another example. Two, education. Big attention to the topic and what that guest is bringing to the table in so many areas. Again, number three, reducing stress. So important. Melissa Orth Frey, we're going to talk more about when we come back, exercise physiologist. You think you can become a better athlete? Janice Meredith, what do great sports parents do? You know, Steve Horowitz, youth sports safety, such important areas. Again, Seven Habits of Savvy Sports Parents with Dave Everson, Melissa Orth, physiologist, the physical side. What can you do to make your son or daughter a better athlete in so many ways, physically? And again, mentally, the challenges on the sports parent side with Janice Meredith, certified life coach, sports parenting. Talk more about it. We'll be back with the other area. Hey, everybody, what if there was a single molecule that your body is missing that is responsible for your low energy, brain fog, high blood pressure, other issues, including sexual dysfunction? Well, this life-changing molecule is nitric oxide. Your body naturally produces this molecule, and as you age, your natural production declines. In fact, by age 40, you have less than 50% what you had in your 20s. Dr. Nathan Bryan, who is a molecular scientist, spent more than 25 years in academia studying this critical molecule. Brian Therapeutics has discovered why people lose the ability to naturally produce nitric oxide. His discoveries have led to the development of a nitric oxide-releasing lozenger, N101. This product releases nitric oxide, even if your body cannot produce it, and actually improves the body's ability to make it naturally. There is no other product quite like this in the world of nitric oxide. Go to www.nlo1.com. everybody, we're back with the Sports Doctor Is In segment, where we preview some upcoming topics and guests. We had a little Dr. Bob Wisdom, and we answer an email or two. Again, if you do have an email, send it, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Again, the website, thesportsdoctorradio.com. Read all about it. Great shows coming up. I keep up my mayor of Naperville tradition with the third mayor in a row over the decades, Mayor Worley. Scott Worley will be joining me next week. And he'll be followed again by one of our supporters, Dr. Nathan Bryan, Bryan Therapeutics. The whole discussion of nitric oxide, how important it is to recovery, to performance, to energy, to health and wellness. Following week, Andrea Donsky and her books and specialty in the world of menopause, identification, all different aspects of getting ready for it, dealing with it, paying attention to it. Big, big topic for so many women. And then we're going to go back to the world of sports performance volleyball. The new owner of the whole world of sports performance, Troy Gilb, will be joining me, and we'll go over some real history with the organization that has more national championships than I can count in so many different areas. And I was there when it was born, when I handed a volleyball to Rick Butler all those decades ago at Bob Guida Sports Fitness Institute. Dr. Bob Wisdom, you know, the aging athlete, some different excitement up and down. Novak Djokovic, the leader in Grand Slams, the GOAT in so many people's opinions, losing in the first round of the U.S. Open. I don't think it's happened in 20-something years at 39 years old. And Lionel Messi, retiring from the Argentine national team, maybe the greatest soccer player ever. And we've watched over the years, and we've talked about it a lot on the Sports Doctor, bigger, faster, stronger, older, seeing athletes in their 40s at all levels at professional sports or trying to get there or trying to stay there and paying attention to it, and the challenges that go along with bigger, faster, stronger, hitting harder, the sports that involve episodes of hitting each other and compression, football, hockey, big challenges with some of these different areas. And we'll talk more about it as we go along. A couple emails. Paul said, my father is 80 years old. Should he be doing the two exercises you talk about? Yes, Paul, he should. Strengthening his feet and ankles, help prevent falling. Working on balance, help prevent falling. Lifestyle medicine, we pay big attention to lifestyle medicine. And again, the new medicine, everybody, write it down. Number one, eat smarter. Pay attention to your nutrition, your supplements. Number two, keep moving. You want to go to the gym, you want to be a walker, you a runner, you want to play pickleball, you want to keep moving. The earlier the better. The reason we're in this nightmare with juvenile type 2 diabetes, and I'm paying a lot of attention to it on the Sports Doctor, all hands and feet on deck, where we want experts to chime in on really paying attention to the lifestyle side, the nutrition and exercise side of diabetes. 25 years ago, type 2 diabetes was adult onset diabetes. No one ever heard of or labeled juvenile type 2. Now we've got an explosion of juveniles. The answer? Earlier the better. Include exercise. Keeping these kids in shape. Not all kids play sports in elementary school. By the time you get in junior high, it might be 10 or 20%. The rest are looking at their screens. So parents need to be paying big attention to proper nutrition and lifestyle exercise. The earlier the better. We need to be paying attention. Fanny has a question. What about girls' knee problems and orthotics? You talk about it all the time. Yes, I do. As a foot specialist, If I look back to the great girl athletes, and I've dealt with tennis players, soccer players, runners, volleyball players at high level at adolescent age, half of them, at least, I was seeing them because of knee problems or shin splints, because of foot mechanics. And the most common relationship was that flat type, excessive pronated foot, the collapsing of the arch, causing excessive twisting of the knees. Now, girls' anatomy going through puberty, the hips widen, increasing the angle called the Q angle to the knee. This is, again, one of the contributing reasons why ACL problems, whether it's surgery, 5-to-1 girls to boys, or post-surgery, or just knee problems, tendonitis, jumper's knee, shin splints, because of that muscle being abused. Bob Guida paid big attention to strengthening the shin muscle. That's flexion, pulling rubber bands up against resistance, working that particular anatomy. And where we had great success by paying attention to the foot mechanics, very importantly, even if the feet don't hurt, often that doctor, orthopedist, who's looking at knee trouble, doesn't even taking the kid's shoes off and watching them walk. So excessive pronation, excessive twisting of the knee, that's the mechanics. Orthotics, control that motion, getting the foot to supinate on time, controlling the amount or the aggressiveness of inward rotation of the knee. So yes, we are paying big attention to orthotics. And one of my real examples is the world of figure skating that I mentioned before, where, again, we're watching over the years. And again, we just got so excited this past Winter Olympics, where Danny O'Shea was one of the kids I saw as a teenager. There he was at 34 years old on the Olympic team, winning the gold medal in the pairs, you know, throwing his partner, doing triple jumps, wild, wild stuff, and celebrating what was 16 years since Evan Lysacek won the gold medal in 2010, who was 9 or 10 years old. So alignment, foot mechanics, very important, sports parents, sports grandparents, or you pickleballers out there. And we'll talk more about it when I discover some new guests coming up next week on The Sports Doctor. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.